I may break in once again from the KSFO KYA newsroom. We're getting reports now. We mentioned a bit earlier that San Francisco International Airport has been closed down due to damage to the tower, not to the runways, but to the tower. A lot of broken glass and so forth. Might be midnight tonight before the airport is able to get back into operation. We've also gotten reports now that parts of the ceiling at San Francisco International Airport parts have collapsed. We are not sure exactly what terminals we're talking about here, but we do have reports of part of the ceiling going down at SFO. As soon as we have more information, we'll be able to pass that along to you. Again, people are being asked to turn off the gas, keep the doors and windows open. Firefighters are being asked to return to their duty stations in San Francisco and in Alameda counties. The National Guard is now on alert in California. As soon as we can get more out of the Office of Emergency Services in Sacramento, we will pass that on. Again, we should mention this major fire burning now in the Marina District of San Francisco. This is at Divisadero and Beach. An entire apartment building has become engulfed and is basically being reduced to ashes at this time, and the fire is apparently trying to spread to adjacent buildings. This in itself is a major 4 or 5 general alarm fire, and that's why the firefighters have got to get back to work and why people have got to stay out of these areas.
Do we know that fire is directly related to the quake or not?
Yes, it is, Bill. It is directly related. We also have reports of injuries in that people were taken from that building. That building, confirming what RJ just said, has been reduced to ashes. It was a 3-story building, and apparently the top story is right eye level right now. There was a doctor in the vicinity, and he said that a couple of people that were pulled out of it were injured, and he said that there was some minor panic in the particular area. They're trying to get everybody out of the Marina District who does not have an official function of some type.
And, of course, we spoke of the airports. All we know, I guess, is San Francisco International. I would wonder about San Jose, in as much as that would be that much closer to the epicenter of the quake, though they don't have as much superstructure there.
Also, Bill, we talked to Dave Henderson, our news director, who is in San Rafael. I asked him about damage in that area. He says he has no reports of any damage in the North Bay at this time.
That's remarkable, considering that it was fairly extensive out toward the marina, because often if it's San Andreas, that carries right on across the bay and on up to all the way toward Point Reyes in that direction.
We should reiterate that reports are coming in from all over the city anyway. Reports of glass falling out of the skyscrapers, bits of masonry, parts of the facade of some of these buildings coming down into the street. A lot of rubble, apparently, especially along the Embarcadero and Market Street areas. We had a report earlier of some of the statues along Market Street falling over. We'll try to get more on that. And, of course, we do have people calling out to the airports now. Of course, a lot of our news gathering capability is clearly hampered by the fact that we have no power in this building. We are gathering what we can. Numbers, if they are of interest to you, 6.5 to 7. We are getting reports now that it hit 7 on the Richter scale. This coming out of UC Berkeley. Again, the first major quake hitting at 5:04. Aftershocks reported at 5:43. Ron, you have more information?
Yes, we have just been informed that 280 has been closed at Crystal Springs Reservoir because of buckling of the road there. Also, the Marina Middle School has been set up by the Red Cross as an emergency center for those people that have been displaced by the fire and the damage down in the Marina area of the city. So, again, 280 closed at Crystal Springs. Also, the Marina Middle School has been set up as an emergency shelter by the Red Cross.
It's amazing, the more that you hear, when you sit here, when you're in an isolated situation like we are, and you can look here, and the only thing that gives you the determination that something has happened is the fact that everybody's left and they're not playing a baseball game, because it doesn't look, the weather is magnificent, it's beautiful here, hardly any wind at all, and so you think everything is serene and comfortable, and you realize that all around the outside areas, as these reports come in, that there has been extensive damage.
The lights which were on here, which are on at Candlestick, are those utility lights, the lower bank behind third base and behind first base, and then also a section of lights at the back of those bleachers in right, just that go back underneath the upper deck, and I would think that's generator-produced electricity.
Another thought just crossed my mind. The San Francisco 49ers have not been able to play home games. They played one home game this year.
Oh, my God, you're right.
And they had to have one transferred to New Orleans because of the fact that the Giants were involved in the playoffs. So the 49ers are supposed to play here this Sunday. If the stadium is not capable of taking a crowd, the 49ers may have to move that ball game back to New England.
Incredible. Well, they play better out there.
Yeah, but they're going to log an awful lot of miles.
Bill, we have a report now that Hayes Valley, and I'm not quite sure where that is. Do either of you gentlemen know where it is?
Well, Hayes, it's out Hayes Street.
Yeah, okay. Well, there has been apparently extensive damage in that particular area. Also, we have a report that more than one building now involved in that fire in the Marina District. And Darren Peck, who is one of our producers and engineers, just came from that area. And his visual reconnoitering of the area said that it is the worst hit area that he saw as he was driving in, that it's just a mess down there.
Well, they have, they've been asking firemen to come in who are off duty. They must have a good contingent of the fire department down there on that scene, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I think, as you know, given the experience I guess we had in 1906, not that I was around for that one.
Well, I was there, but I wasn't old enough.
A little levity in the myths of... But anyway, apparently it's really gotten out of hand down there.
Yeah, and the thing is, of course, it's tough to commit too much equipment to one area if there's a possibility of other such fires breaking out. Although one would hope at this point now, we're, nearly 2 hours after the quake, that most of those situations that might have been potentially lethal have been remedied, gas turned off and the like. We would hope, anyway, at this point.
BART is closed at this time. They are now taking a look at the system to see if it is safe. The San Mateo Bridge has been closed and is still closed, but that is merely as a precaution. We have no reports of damage on the San Mateo Bridge.
And just to be legal with the Federal Communications Commission, we should remind everyone we're listening to KSFO in San Francisco.
And this is R.J. Perriman in the KSFO KYA newsroom. A couple of more items that we have just learned that we would like to pass along. Again, Marina Middle School set up as a Red Cross shelter for those displaced by damage and fire in the Marina District of San Francisco. As Ron just mentioned, the BART system is down. They are checking out their system. Of course, they don't have any power to run it with anyway through San Francisco. PG&E is saying hundreds of thousands of people are without power at this time. They're certainly working to get the power back up. Our building remains one of those in the dark. Free rides are now being offered, though, on the red and white ferries to get people from San Francisco over to Oakland. You can catch the red and white ferry at the ferry building, which is a bit of a change, as I recall. Anyway, free rides at this point in order to get people who would have been crossing the Bay Bridge or going to the East Bay on the BART system. Free rides being offered on the red and white ferries from the ferry building in San Francisco.
Well, the question about the BART... I know that it automatically shuts down when there's any difficulty, but it could shut down, or during the difficulty there could have been a train in the tube.
There was,
go across the bay,
and it left. It was able to get through on emergency
All right.
power.
Yeah, that's exactly
that.
Right. It was caught in the transbay tube during the quake. The system shut down. All the power went out anyway, but they do have enough battery capability to get out.
And gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that we have more information on the Bay Bridge situation, and it is not good. Military helicopters are now airborne. Some troops are moving out of the east side, that military post over there. And apparently when the collapse of the top level with the cement, now the steel did not collapse, but the cement did collapse. And when it fell forward and downward and caught between 20 and 25 cars, it also broke through to the bay. And as we understand, that's one of the reasons why the Coast Guard has been alerted and they are have a rescue operation underway. So again, collapse of the top level caused collapse and holes in the bottom level of the Bay Bridge.
One thing, of course, that first comes to mind almost any hour of the day, but especially during the commute hour, is it's almost bumper to bumper, and it would seem to be impossible for some cars not to have been severely impacted, and obviously, of course, the danger there of perhaps serious injury or fatalities. We have no information in that regard at this point.
Well, at this time, we don't have any confirmed numbers of fatalities, but I don't think it's going too far out of our realm to... just to recognize the fact that, yes, there have been some people killed on the Bay Bridge this afternoon as a result of this earthquake. If we're talking about a 50-foot section of the cantilever section of the Bay Bridge losing the concrete onto the lower deck, and that in turn losing some of it into the bay. Before we start mentioning numbers, though, we do want to confirm all this. To rescue some of these victims, not only from the bridge, but apparently a number of people have fallen into the water as well. Let's get back to what we do know. 6.5 to 7 on the Richter scale. That means that an awful lot of this damage is going to be with us for a while. It is a very good idea, if you haven't done it already. People have been talking about earthquake preparedness for an awful long time. It's time to get ready to deal without having power for some time, to make sure that you have adequate facilities available to take care of you and your loved ones tonight. Shelter, blankets, if you don't have electric power or gas heat, make sure you have enough to stay warm tonight. Fortunately, we're in the midst of an Indian summer day and night, it appears. You're going to possibly need some food in order to sustain yourself through the night, since we may not have the facilities to cook tonight. So these are just things that are coming into my mind. I would like to mention to everyone to get ready for what could be a very long night indeed. We will certainly be here gathering what information we can, and we'll continue to get it out on the air just as soon as we can. We should mention again that off-duty firefighters are being called into active service. The National Guard has been placed on alert by Governor Duke Majan in Sacramento, the Office of Emergency Services, stepping right into action. They, of course, have had contingency plans in place for a long, long time. They are well prepared to deal with this. And perhaps as Lon and Bill have alluded to, and perhaps as Ron was mentioning, we are getting away. Even though this is a severe quake, we may be getting away with only minor damage to some of the structures anyway. Clearly, this incident on the Bay Bridge and with the part of the Cypress structure of the Nimitz collapsing, this is a major catastrophe. But we should ask again people to refrain from using the phone lines. Pac Bell asking listeners not to call into radio stations, simply to allow more emergency traffic to get out over the phone lines. Ron?
We have a little bit of information coming from the East Bay right now, where there are fires reported. The air is heavy with black smoke over in the East Bay and a number of sirens. And there have been reports of transformers and everything arcing because of broken lines and what have you. An update a little bit more on the Bay Bridge. Apparently, they are searching for cars in the water, but there's no confirmation that a car actually did go into the water. And over in the East Bay, over in the Oakland area right now, they have been flying reconnaissance flights over the area to just try to hit the trouble spots, see where the fires are. There was a one C-130, which is a Hercules aircraft that was making a slow circling pattern over the Oakland area, reconnoitering, as I said, the damage to that particular area. We have military helicopters in the air at this time, particularly over the Bay Bridge. So that's the latest from the East Bay that we have. We're going to try to check on the San Jose area and see what we can tell you. But again, don't forget, 280 is closed at Crystal Springs Reservoir because of buckling on the road.
Have they opened the San Mateo Bridge? Now, is that open, Dito?
No, as far as I know, the San Mateo Bridge is still closed down as a precautionary measure. As soon as we get any word to the contrary, we will pass that along. Pac Bell has a particularly important message that they would like to get out, and that is simply get off the phone. The more people who are on the phone at the same time, the slower the system works, and so Pac Bell is asking that everyone to simply not use the phone at this time. Also, they're saying if you could check through your office area or your home, any place that you haven't visited already. It has been a while since this quake struck. But if you haven't made a search, please go and do so now in case there are phones off the hook. If you can get anything that has been dislodged because of the quake back onto this hook, that is also going to help to speed up the phone system.
And speaking of the phone system,
thank you, Ma Bell. I'll send it to you and take care of this.
Well, this doesn't contribute anything further in the way of newsworthiness about the extent of today's event, but, Lon, the one thing you wonder about, scientists have tried to deal with it to see if there is any correlation. The so-called earthquake weather, would that have applied today?
It certainly would, as far as, since I was a little boy in Southern California. That has always been... Well, it's earthquake weather, and the earthquake weather, it seems to be this type of weather, unusually warm weather, at a time, well, it would be unusually warm when you wouldn't expect it, and that's what the case is here, that still not wind blowing, maybe humid, but warm and still. And it just this, as I said to you earlier,
that's earthquake right.
weather. and that's what I've been told, and I don't know that has any correlation. It probably does not at all, and I'm quite sure that there have been earthquakes when the weather has been nowhere near this type
yes.
of weather. But that's what people, the wives' tales, the people like to say. It's earthquake weather. And that's certainly, you would have to say today was earthquake weather because we had an earthquake.
Meantime, I see there are just a few people left down on the field, and I don't know whether the process of inspection is going on or just how this is going to proceed here, because obviously all we have is a very limited amount of light that certainly in and of itself offers no opportunity for minute inspection of the structure here at Candlestick Park. That, obviously, I would assume is being arranged for if they can't restore power, the normal power system here. And I don't know whether there would be any way of bringing in portable emergency power units of sufficient strength to be able to inspect all of the areas that must be inspected.
Bill, can I break in here for a
yes,
moment?
Yes, please do.
Ron, you have some more information for us?
We just talked with News Director Dave Henderson, and he has provided us with some additional information. In the Marina District, they have a very serious situation, not only because of the fire, which is out of control, but they now have a water problem. They're not able to get water to fight that fire, and they've got some problems on their hands. In Folsom, on Folsom Street, there is a collapsed building, 6 known fatalities. The tunnel on 19th leading to the Golden Gate Bridge has been closed. There's some fear that there may be some structural damage in that particular area. So those are the three latest reports that we have.
That's going to be very difficult getting to the Golden Gate Bridge then, because from the south you have to go through that tunnel unless you go through the Presidio. And obviously, I don't know if you can you go through Lombard through the Marina? Is that
yeah, Lombard, as we understand, is okay. And Doyle is okay. We don't have any reports of any damage there. And since the Golden Gate Bridge is open, we assume that there's traffic in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting that there would be water problems, because that has been the conversation for years in San Francisco since I've lived here, that they were concerned about having adequate water supply in case there was a fire that that occurred in the earthquake in the early 1900s, that they had that they were concerned about having emergency water supplies, and that was being worked on all the time. And now the first emergency that they have a shortage of water.
If we're talking about the 19th Street Tunnel and trying to get to the Golden Gate Bridge, we can go ahead and say that Lombard and Doyle Drive are a worthy alternative. However, I think we should caution against a lot of people changing routes and heading toward the Marina District in order to
That's
try
right.
and get on there, because at this point we have this major fire burning out of control. Beach and Divisadero, an apartment building, is what went up. Apparently it has spread to other buildings, and we just simply cannot have people going into that area. So let us exercise caution. My goodness, the lights just came on.
Well, Bay Street would probably be a decent alternative. That's several blocks from, well, it's two or three blocks from the beach to Divisadero.
Yeah,
location.
I would say so. Ron?
We have just gotten word, gentlemen. You asked about the airport situation. The Hayward Airport is
yes.
open. The Oakland Airport has two runways functional, and San Jose Airport is also open. For those people that are trying to get to the East Bay, we understand that the ferries are giving free rides to people from San Francisco to Jack London Square. Also, they're going to have extended runs to Marin County. Those boats are going out packed. So again, the runway situation, two open at Oakland. Hayward is open. San Jose is open. SFO is closed at least till midnight. They have damage in the international terminal. They also have damage in the control tower where all the windows have gone out.
Excuse my ignorance, because I have never really used the ferries across there, but are those ferries just for people themselves? Do cars drive onto those?
No car
I'm afraid the days of the car ferries are gone.
yeah,
however,
well, yeah. They're not gone up in Seattle. I've been on them up there.
I know what you mean. Forgive me. We should reiterate, I was just reacting to the fact that the lights have come back on in our building. This is going to enable us to get some more information to pass to you momentarily. The Red and White Fleet, I don't know if Ron just mentioned that or not, but we should mention the Red and White Fleet are offering free rides now from San Francisco to Oakland via the ferry building. I'm going to send it back to you for just a couple of more moments while we get recentered into the studio. We'll be able to get some phones hooked up, and we'll be back with you momentarily.
interesting, the first segment of normality that has occurred now in over 2 hours since the advent of the quake at 5:04 is a portion of the ground crew down around home plate watering the batting box, the batter's box areas, and preparing them as if they would right after a game.
Well, they're going to have to check now and see if everything's in alignment with that.
That could be.
That home plate, the pitcher.
Here rather than the A's. Most of the A's players are not from this area, but they've lived here enough in season to at least come to grips a little bit with the thought process and the mentality of knowing you're in an earthquake area. But I know a lot of people from the East and the Midwest. Just the very thought that an earthquake would be possible is absolutely terrifying. If the Blue Jays had been here, it might have been even more shattering to them.
Well, there's some of the Blue Jay players that are from out here, but supposing the game had been underway.
That's another thought that hadn't occurred to me.
And supposing someone would have hit a fly ball and trying to catch it. It would have been, if the game had been underway, that I'm sure that there would have been much more panic among the participants than there was. I mean, the ball players were certainly greatly concerned about their families being up in the stands, and they were able to get them to come down on the field. But if the game had been underway, there would have been quite a bit of more of consternation, I would think, out there on the part of the players.
You know, in preparing for the possibility or the almost assured imminence of an earthquake at some point, a severe earthquake anywhere in the California area, a major metropolitan area, earthquake experts are always projecting the end results of certain degrees of damage and at what times of day. Now, you may recall in some of the L.A. earthquakes, quite fortunately, it's occurred at night when there wasn't that much transit going on, where people were, by and large, out of the major metropolitan high-rises and so on. Today fell much more in a time frame into that worst-case scenario.
Yeah, well, they had said that they just didn't want it in commute time.
Of course,
there's no way you can change that. Plus the fact, there's another thing, the Los Angeles quake that I was talking about in the early 1933, it occurred early in the morning before the school, the mm-hmm. children were in school. Many of the schools were damaged and very heavily. There would have been a great loss of life in schools down there had they been in school. Here, the schools were not, at this time of day, the kids would have been out of school, which is a good idea. But you always wonder when you think about major disasters, quakes, hurricanes, whatever, where you're going to be when one strikes. Are you going to be one of the unlucky ones? Are you going to be the one that's driving across the bridge? Are you going to be in some secure spot? And you don't have any guarantee where you're going to be when that happens. And this didn't look like it was a very good place to be when the quake got pretty rough.
And just before it began to taper off, I noticed a number of the people in the adjoining skyboxes, luxury boxes that go on beyond us down the left side, they were starting to head for the back and toward the exits.
Well, I know Ray was upset with the people here because they gave an ovation after the earthquake, but I think it was an ovation of relief. I think it was sort of a nervous reaction that these people were cheering that the earthquake had passed and this structure was still standing up. But your reaction to something like this, you never know until you happen to be involved in one. And I don't say we were involved in one, because we're certainly no damage here. But the people that are involved in it, where there is critical damage and critical injuries, it's interesting sometimes to see how it affects certain people.
You know what is interesting, too? I've lived here for over 30 years, and very rarely have I felt anything but an occasional tremor. Very, very occasional. At times that other people have, where there have been earthquakes of some note, seems like I've always been one time on the Bay Bridge when they had a fairly severe one. I felt nothing. Very rarely have felt much than just a slight jiggle. And today was really the first one, and obviously the most severe in all of that time. And my immediate reaction wasn't that here's an earthquake. It was, oh, the fans are creating some sort of motion here up on the upper deck above us. And then you quickly said earthquake. And I said, oh, but of course.
Yeah. Well, I've never had fear of earthquakes as to what was going to happen. I'm not fatalistic that I feel what will happen, but I've never really thought much about that. I've heard the conversation, of course, that there's going to be a major earthquake and the quakes hit. And obviously, if you're living in California or you're living any place as far as that goes, Mexico City or Japan or any place that you're going to have some strong earthquakes hit once in a while. But it still depends on where you happen to be at the time that that occurs. And I will say that the majority of earthquakes that I've felt since I've been in Northern California, I've been in one place when I've felt most of them, and I wasn't there today. But I've often wondered what I should do if it became a major one, because I have been sitting on the John through about five earthquakes. And that gives you a question that you have to answer about what if this one is really a tough one? How do I handle this situation?
I don't think I would think about it. I would just be galvanized into instant reaction. The consequences would come later, yeah. I'm sure. You know, you think, too, and we were talking about people who aren't in this area, and I don't know what we do here, whether we become, as you say, fatalistic or just blotted out of our minds, or we say, well, there are certain trade-offs in life, and the good things that make us live here are offset by this possibility, and we can't try to factor them in. We can't try to figure the most secure way. But I think people from other parts of the country look at it with much greater trepidation, and I really wonder what something like this will have in the way of an economic effect, because San Francisco and the Bay Area has become so dependent upon its tourism. No longer a major port, no longer an industrial center of any kind. There could be a lot of people canceling plans.
Well, there could. It's interesting. When was the quake in Anchorage? Was that in...
That was in 1964.
64.
March of 64.
There were many people who became millionaires after that earthquake in Anchorage. You would think that... And that was complete devastation there. That was...
Lon and Bill?
Their people became millionaires out of that, from the rebuilding of that city and the people coming. Yes.
R.J. Perelman in the KSFO KYE newsroom. I thought we'd just break in. Thank you for calling play-by-play to an earthquake. Not quite
well,
what you had.
Well, it's a new experience. I started my sports broadcasting career doing a marbles tournament in Pekin, Illinois, so I think I've gone as far as I can go.
The resume is now complete, right,
That's
Bill?
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, we are back into our studios now. We have power back on. Information is beginning to pour into the KSFO KYE newsroom.
Well, you have more
newsroom.
Access to it than we do then, so we will...
And by the way, gentlemen, I might say, if, Bill, you have an extra bed available, you might want to invite Lon over to your house, because you're about the only one, I think, that's going to be able to get home tonight.
Really?
Yes, because the North Bay seems to be the only way to get out of the city right now.
Can't you go down San Jose and come back?
Yeah, I suppose you could. You know, we are having reports now that there is extensive damage in the South Bay, which is closer to the epicenter of the earthquake. But we'll keep you abreast of it.
Thank you, gentlemen. I think what I'd like to do, first of all, is it is 7:13 local time now. This is KSFO KYFM San Francisco. Let us recap, if we can, just for a moment here, since we are going to stay on the air in an all-news capacity as long as we need to. First of all, 5:04 is when this major quake hit. 7 on the Richter scale is what we're being told by UC Berkeley now. Epicentered some 10 miles northeast of Santa Cruz. Other reports are saying in the Hollister area. We know that we have some major damage to the Bay Bridge, to the Nimitz Freeway. And we also have damage to several structures, collapsed walls and so forth. We have fires burning in the Marina District at this time. There are some simple safety rules that we are being asked to broadcast. Number one is stay off the phone. Please allow the emergency phone systems and phone calls to go through. Also, stay out of the area of the Marina District in San Francisco where these fires are burning. And also, if you need to get over to the East Bay, free rides are being allowed now on the red and white ferry system out of the ferry building in San Francisco. Free rides from San Francisco to Oakland. passengers only. Ron, you have some information?
Well, we have had also two aftershocks. Those aftershocks estimated to be about half the distance, or at least half the strength of what we had with the initial shock of 7 on the Richter scale. And we are probably likely to have additional aftershocks as well, especially off of something as strong as this initial earthquake was. That is customary to happen, and probably over the next couple of days as well. Now, when you do have aftershocks, if they are of any strength at all, you know that if there is damaged buildings, damaged structures, there could be additional damage. This is not to try to panic you in any way, but just to make you aware of the fact that you're people to please turn off their gas. And if you happen to have the smell of gas in your home or wherever you might be, open up all the windows and open up all the doors. If we are blessed in a sense, I guess it's because we have unseasonably warm weather. And as I worked my way back from Candlestick Park to our radio station here, and we are located on Broadway at Sansom Street, there were a lot of people outside milling about, and I'm sure they're going to be looking for places to stay tonight, because if they are in, say, the East Bay, they're not going to be able to get across the Bay Bridge, and it may be even difficult for them to get outside the city as well.
Now, you mentioned that the Marina Middle School has been turned into a Red Cross shelter for those displaced by this fire in the Marina District. This is at Beach and Divisadero, a three-story apartment building going up in smoke, and the fire spreading to nearby structures. We do have a reporter on his way. Larry Brownell will be on his way to the Marina District. We'll be able to check in also with Dave Henderson in the North Bay, and as we get our people in place, we'll be able to bring you more first-hand information.
The other serious problem seems to be at Folsom Street, where a building has collapsed, and we have a report, and I assume that it is confirmed because it came from Dave Henderson, that six people have been killed in the collapse of that building at Folsom Street. Also, please be aware of the fact that there is glass all around. There could be windows that have been loosened, and if there are aftershocks, they could be sent out and flying, and that could be a dangerous situation as well. So please just use good common sense. Be kind to the people around you. I think I was particularly impressed with the way, with the traffic lights out around the city, people were courteous enough to let people go on an alternating basis from each side, and they were allowing people to cut in. So that's just basically what we can say as far as good general common sense. The airport situation, will update you there. Forget about going out of SFO. No flight will land or depart at least until midnight. And I think, given the information that we have on the damage at SFO, it probably will be longer than that, because the tower has been substantially damaged. The windows have been blown out of the tower. There have been other damage. It is still intact at SFO. The international terminal at SFO has, the ceiling has collapsed in various places. We have no report of injuries there. Down at San Jose, airport open there. Hayward Airport is open. The Oakland Airport, International Airport, is open with two runways functional, so I am assuming that what's happening is they are diverting the aircraft that were in the proximity of San Francisco off to Oakland or San Jose. But then again, remember, if your original or your ultimate destination was SFO, you're going to have trouble getting those people to where they ultimately wanted to go. So I am assuming, being a pilot myself, that flights that were inbound to San Francisco, if they had not left the gates of their departing airports, they are going to be left there, they're going to be held there, or they're going to be canceled. They're going to inform the passengers of what the problems are, and then make a decision. So if you are expecting people to come in, I would best say you might want to wait till you get a phone call, because I'm sure that if they had not left, they will probably be calling you to tell you about the status of their flight.
Ron, we are getting more reports now, and we're going to be getting these throughout the night. If we don't cover your area, we'll get to it eventually. A hole in the roadway, Powell Street at Oakland. Powell Street westbound is closed at this time. 880, the Cypress structure. We've been mentioning this as perhaps one of the most the hardest hit areas. We told you about a section of the cantilever area on the Bay Bridge collapsing onto the lower deck. The 880 Cypress structure area is also closed. After you pass the Cypress structure, 880 is
This is KSFO San Francisco. Please stand by.
Well, just about ready to leave and go out the door at Candlestick Park and the broadcast booth. This is Bill King. As power was suspended at the KSFO studios, and so we're back here for the moment trying to maintain a continuity. But I'll be honest with you, we really can't impart any new information because we're in a totally isolated situation, more so than we were earlier, because now all of the news media, the press box is closed. There is no one here except some of the maintenance people who are involved down in the field right now, and obviously at this point nothing is going on. All we are doing is really acting in a transitional role right now to see just exactly how much longer it'll be before power is restored once again to KSFO studios. I would assume that because of a certain amount of normal chaos that occurs after an event such as this, these interruptions could occur periodically. And just as probably it's the case in many areas around the Bay Area, where in the residential areas the same sort of thing may occur, restoration of power and then suspension of power and so on. And so here we are right now in a darkened Candlestick Park, except for that one bank of utility lights on either side, just illuminating the field in a rather slight manner. And the future of the immediate future of the World Series of 1989, of course, is unknown at this point. But there are many more unknown factors that are much more important to everybody from the standpoint of their own lives right now. And the only reason we bring it up here is that probably it's one of the few things that we have at hand that we are able to talk about with any insight and accuracy whatsoever. And we still don't know what the future is going to be for the series, when it will be resumed, where it will be resumed, and under what conditions.
Bill, it's
yes.
Nice to know that you're there for backup.
Well, I almost wasn't. I was almost out the door.
Well, I think you can guess what happened. We've just simply lost the juice again in San Francisco.
Well, I think that may continue off and on all over the area.
I think you are absolutely right. And if it's happening for us, it is happening in the homes of our listeners. And so it's very important that people get transistor radios, get them tuned to 560 KSFO, and keep it here for the latest information. As soon as we get it, we pass it on to you. We've been telling you about fires burning in the Marina District. We've been telling you about some of the damage done. I was just talking about the Cypress structure when the power went out in our studio again. We have lost, I'm sure there are, well, I know for a fact there are a number of fatalities from a number of different areas. It's very hard to say how extensive the loss of life is from the Cypress structure and from the Bay Bridge, but we do have a section of the bridge that has collapsed, 20 to 25 cars. That was the original estimate in terms of automobiles trapped by cement from the upper deck falling onto the lower deck, and then reports of some of them falling through into the bay. As darkness descends, rescue operations are going to be hampered. It is very important that people stay put and not try to get anywhere around the city unless they're trying to get to the East Bay and to get home. In that sense, the red and white ferries, as we mentioned earlier, are still operating. They're giving free transit for people from San Francisco over to Oakland. Ron?
We have a report now, RJ. San Francisco General Hospital has damage on one floor, and Oakland Highland Hospital has requested that all doctors and nurses please report immediately to the hospital, as apparently Oakland has been pretty hard hit. Now, we also have reports from down in the South Bay that things are pretty much as normal as I guess you could hope, given an earthquake like this. Moffett Field is operating. San Jose is operating. We understand that the traffic lights are operating. So even though San Jose is closer to Hollister, where reportedly this earthquake was centered, apparently we don't have a lot of serious damage down in the South Bay. But again, 280 is closed at Crystal Springs Reservoir because of the buckling of the highway.
As we try to deal with our own power outage here and try to get calls out, we'll call down to Hollister and find out if that is indeed the epicenter, how things are there, given the damage that is being reported around San Francisco. We don't want to keep harping on the gruesome
your home if it's not damaged itself, and just show some human kindness. We hope that that will be the case, because in this particular moment, those of us in the news business, we're used to this, but I'm sure there are a lot of people that are stunned by what has happened. And I think, as RJ has indicated, we're not trying to dwell upon the bad, and maybe just a reflection for just a moment of what a lot of people who are fortunate might be able to do to help those who are not quite as fortunate. If you are in the Marina District where that fire is raging out of control and they're having a problem battling it because of the lack of water and water pressure, I would assume, don't forget the Marina Middle School has been set up for you if you've been displaced or involved or can't stay in your structure or in your home. It has been set up by the Red Cross as an emergency shelter center. And if the damage in those homes down there and those buildings down there, of course, date back a long way in the San Francisco history, and if you don't feel comfortable about staying in your home tonight, you might want to head off to there and stay there tonight. Likewise, I'm sure because of the after effects, the aftershocks that we are going to have, which is just normal with an earthquake, maybe over the next couple of days, the experts say, you might also feel more comfortable being around other people who might be able to help you.
Bill, since you are still at the at Candlestick Park, and because we have no other way to get a word from the park, can you give us an update on the situation there? Has the crowd all gone home?
Yeah, everybody's gone. A few maintenance people wandering around. Even the security and the police now are no longer in evidence on the field, and it's really looks like a ballpark which had a game played a few hours ago. As I mentioned, the ground crew had been out tamping down around home plate, as they always do immediately after a game. These utility lights that that's what I call them for want of a better term. They're not the lights that illuminate the ball game, but the lights they use for just cleaning and a night light, I guess, emergency light, if you will. That's all that there is here, and this is not, of course, sufficient to provide inspection for the ballpark. I don't know when the inspection can be really carried off until tomorrow. And we were told that the commissioner's office expects to make some announcement in the morning, and I'm sure that will be the case, but it may be an inconclusive announcement until daylight has been established long enough for an inspection, and I don't know how long that would logically take under the most ideal of conditions.
Yeah. Bill, I can tell you right now that Mayor Agnos is just now climbing aboard a military helicopter to take a visual inspection of the city of San Francisco. Some updates. 1 hour wait to go northbound from the city, which means, of course, over the Golden Gate Bridge.
We have 1 hour wait?
A 1 hour wait, yes.
Okay.
We have gas leaks in the Marina area, and some of those areas have been blocked off. And likewise, as we indicated a little bit earlier, that 19th Street tunnel has been closed completely, so you can't use 19th Street to get to the Golden Gate Bridge. Also, Highway 17 down in the South Bay, the reports are now beginning to come in slowly. Apparently, Highway 17 over Santa Cruz Mountains is closed due to landslides. And we also have a number of fires now reported in the South Bay.
Well, the reports of damage are going to continue to roll in. The best that we can ask people to do, number one, is stay off the phone. That is the word from Pac Bell. The more people we have on the line, the slower the whole system works. That could actually just add to the trouble. We have to get these emergency calls and these life-threatening situations taken care of as quickly as possible. Therefore, the word still going out from Pac Bell to stay off the phone. And, of course, stay out of the area where we are reporting these troubles, the Marina District in particular. Also, we've mentioned the Powell Street area in Oakland.
Folsom Street in the city has Folsom the collapse Street. House with six known fatalities there.
Right, the 5th and Townsend area, and that on-ramp to the Bay Bridge that we were telling you about earlier that is apparently separated.
It's several hundred yards long, several hundred feet long, excuse me, and apparently there were some cars when it separated, RJ, that crashed into it. We have no reports as to how seriously people were hurt in those crashes.
I don't think it's... it's wrong for us to again urge people to get prepared for what could be a very long night. If the power is out here, the power is also out in the homes of our listeners. And we are very fortunate that we are experiencing some nice Indian summer weather. It may not be all that cold tonight, but still, you're going to have to be prepared for perhaps spending a night without lights, without gas heat, even without power to cook. We have to ask you to... just simply prepare yourself, and as Ron mentioned a few moments ago, if you can help someone out in this time of need, This is the time to show your charity. Bill?
You know, I can't help but think what a strangled area this is going to be from the standpoint of transportation in the immediate future. Obviously, tomorrow, very immediately, but this is going to make for a situation that's almost inconceivable when you consider the number of people who move in and out of San Francisco every day. Businesses are going to probably grind to a halt, or at least to a very low level of operation. And I imagine every business and every corporation right now and every office manager trying to determine what course to take and what advice to give to their personnel. Some of them probably stranded in the city. Others, if they reach the other side of the bay, no matter whether it's north or east, the matter of trying to get back to work tomorrow is almost impossible to contemplate.
That's right. We understand that the Bay Bridge could be out of commission for at least a couple of days because of the extensive damage to at least one section of the upper deck in the cantilever section.
And, of course, there was the breakthrough when the cement broke from the top level down to the second level, and we have confirmed reports that there are holes also in the bottom level. Now, Bill, being a Sausalito resident, as I am a North Bay resident as well, all I have to do is hearken back to the heavy rains that we had during that one winter and remember the landslide that we had.
1981 or 2.
81 or 82, yeah. Right, and remember how that closed down the inbound lanes and partially the south northbound lanes as well. Of 101, and it really tied things up. So I think what
you're
saying...
That was for several days.
And
in fact, one of the strange experiences I've ever had after having lived in the Bay Area that long is to go up to the top of the hill and walk down the middle of Highway 101 all the way to the tunnel.
Well, one of the things I think that concerns me a little bit because of the slide that we had, and you know that was a killer slide as well in Marin County. There were several people who lost their lives, is the slides that we have reported now on Highway 17 over the Santa Cruz Mountains that have closed Highway 17. We're having problems getting reports out of there, as you would expect, because of the magnitude of the problem that we've had in the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if people are... Now that it's beginning to wear off a couple of hours, I hope they will not get into their cars and start roaming around neighborhoods to take a look, because by tying things up, and they may be going into an area that has been damaged to some degree by the earthquake, and just the additional weight of their cars, several cars, may cause them some major problems. So we hope that people will just stay put where they are and just take it moment by moment.
Do we have any information or indication what the traffic situation is within San Francisco, such as Van Ness, for example, or California? Fairly main arteries going in different directions.
Yeah, I can simply tell you, having come in on 3rd Street, it was very, very difficult. And because the approaches to the Bay Bridge were all blocked up and everything, other streets, and as we've already reported, northbound out of the city over the Golden Gate Bridge, at least an hour delay, which indicates to me, because I use it every day, that it's got to be backed up probably almost to Van Ness.
If I can jump in here, we are again broadcasting in some, well, a rather primitive way, but we are on the air with the information. We are also on the air with News Director Dave Henderson. Dave?
You don't have to use the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dave, you are in the North Bay. Can you tell us what's going on in your neighborhood?
RJ, if you can hear me, I can't hear you, but I live in Terra Linda. That's where I am right now. Apparently, the North Bay has been relatively unscathed in this earthquake. I'm not sure you can hear me, but I'll continue. The centers I've checked indicate very little damage here in Marin County so far. Apparently, the big problem right now is in the Marina District in your area in San Francisco. A fire out of control. I've been monitoring different sources. They indicate that there are gas leaks. The fire is continuing to be out of control. Apparently, water is a problem. I understand Larry Brownell is heading to the scene, so hopefully we'll get updates from him. We understand that the Golden Gate to Bridge District ferries are running to Larkspur and Sausalito, so there is that's one way to get back to the North Bay if you're coming from the city. Golden Gate Bridge is open both north and southbound, but a big backup, of course, getting northbound from the city to Marin. I understand about an hour wait right now because of two problems, basically the fire in the marina. It's causing problems in that area and on Lombard getting onto Doyle Drive, and the tunnel out on 19th to the Golden Gate Bridge. Perhaps some structural damage. What I've got here, no damage in my immediate neighborhood. I took a survey. We're okay. Apparently, San Rafael suffered no major damage. The freeway is open, as I can determine, 101 through San Rafael to the Golden Gate Bridge. So that's the latest from the North Bay right now.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Dave Henderson, our news director at KSFO, reporting from Terra Linda in the North Bay. Let me just reiterate a couple of things that Dave mentioned. The fire burning in the Marina District is indeed a major fire at this time. Divisadero and Broderick, Jefferson and Beach, that square is basically the area that is affected at this time. Please stay out of the area if at all possible. Now, a couple other things we could mention for you at this time. The BART system has not sustained any damage, at least in the Transbay 2. However, all service is shut down. That is not a way to get out of the city to the East Bay. The ferries, though, are running. The red and white ferries from the ferry building in San Francisco to Oakland. Ron?
We apparently have some big problems in the South Bay now that we have been able to confirm. Apparently, the Nimitz elevated section, 18th to 28th, has collapsed. We do not know how many people have been hurt. No fatalities or injuries at Candlestick. There is a report of one heart attack. The third deck of Candlestick reportedly is damaged. Also, we have been calling around, and we have found out that there is now confirmed structural damage to the Bay Bridge, that the Bay Bridge suffered damage not only from concrete but also steel. So our worst fears, the belief that this bridge would be closed for several days for inspection, it now appears that it could be closed for a longer period of time than that.
Let me reiterate a couple of items here. If you're concerned about the airports being closed down, yes, SFO is closed down, not because of damage to the runways, but because the tower sustained some damage. Oakland International Airport is open. Two runways are open, at least. Two others are closed. SJO, San Jose International Airport, is open. Moffett Field is also operating.
And Hayward Airport is open.
Hayward as well. The Golden Gate Bridge, if you're trying to get out of the San Francisco area and go north, there's a big backup. You might be wise just to stay where you are for a while, as long as you're not stuck in the Marina District. That's an area to avoid. The 19th Avenue approach is closed, though. The MacArthur Tunnel is also, that is the 19th Street approach to the Bay Bridge. The MacArthur Tunnel is closed because of damage to the road. Again, we mentioned that BART service is shut down, although they tell us there has been no damage to the BART tube. President Bush is already offering federal aid to California. Mayor Art Agnos is airborne at this hour in a military chopper surveying damage in San Francisco. And as soon as we hear back from him with some official directions, we will pass those along to the citizens of San Francisco. Elsewhere in the Bay Area, there are a number of affected areas. Clearly, this huge section of the Nimitz Freeway, you mentioned 18th through 28th, that's a massive section of the Nimitz that has apparently collapsed. And, of course, we told you about a collapse on the Bay Bridge. And clearly this is going to result in a tremendous loss of life.
And again, we have a report that at least one floor of San Francisco General Hospital has been damaged, and that they are making an urgent plea at Oakland's Highland Hospital for all doctors and all nurses to please report to that hospital. Now, I would assume that they are marshaling relief efforts in other hospitals around the Bay Area in order to try to relieve some of the burden that I'm sure these hospitals are going to be under as the people that are trying to get to the damaged areas, the collapsed houses, as we have already reported, six fatalities on a collapsed house at Folsom Street. So again, check with the hospitals if you can get through, if you have that need, but we do have reports of damage at some of the hospitals.
Again, it's not too early to get ready for a long, long night. It looks like hundreds of thousands of PG&E customers are still without power at this time. This major shaker for the Bay Area, 7 on the Richter scale is what it's being referred to now by UC Berkeley, centered near Santa Cruz, 10 miles northeast or in the Hollister area. Again, in a quake of this magnitude, there are any number of emergency operations that are already in place and going into effect. The Office of Emergency Services is implementing them. However, there are a lot of things that individuals can do in their homes in a time like this. I am by no means an earthquake expert, but perhaps. Bill, if you're still at Candlestick, you can jump in and help me out with some of the emergency precautions that you can take. Number one is look in the front section of the phone book. There are an awful lot of good common sense ideas there. We've already received warnings that people should be turning off the gas if you haven't already. If you know where it is and you know how to do it, by all means, get down there and turn it out, turn it down, turn it off. Leave your windows and your doors open tonight. It may be a bit cool, but rather that than a buildup of gas in your home, and get ready for what could be a very long time. Ron?
We have some additional information coming in now. Apparently, they are just starting the inspection of the BART tube, and they're going to take a look and see if the Transbay tube has been damaged in any way. An update on transit service. AC Transit will operate service throughout the night as best they can, and they're going to operate it to Fremont, Oakland, and Richmond for those people that are trapped at BART Station on that side of the bay. So there is some help coming, at least transportation-wise. And so the transit people are trying to get going once again. You've got late information.
Yeah, and this is great news indeed. Now, once they get through this inspection of the BART Transbay tube, BART says they will have service running all night long. This is wonderful news for me in particular. It's the only way I can get in and out of the city tonight.
The only question I would have about that is, but what about the trans taking a look and inspecting the entire system? Because, I mean, just because the Transbay tube is all right, we have a collapsed freeway on the other side, and I would think that they're going to have to take a look at that whole system, and that would take some time.
Yeah, as far as I know, as soon as there is any kind of a shaker, I think it's a 2.9 to 3.1 on the Richter. The whole system shuts down automatically, and the inspection services go into place. They start from the regional offices, and so an awful lot of people are out checking their local areas. That all gets reported to BART Central, and at this point, although I have not spoken with Cy Mober, we are trying to get through to Cy at BART Central. As far as I know, once the local areas are checked, then they start going through the more through the underground areas, through the city and through Oakland and so forth. As soon as that's done and BART gives the all clear, which apparently I had reported earlier, apparently that is not true. We had been told that there was no damage to the BART tube. They are still inspecting it, though. As soon as we get that all clear, BART will be running trains all night long to get people out of the city and to the East Bay.
From good news to very sad news, we now have confirmation that there was a collapsed building at 6th and Townsend, and it was a building that fell on cars, and we have 5 fatalities at that location. We were saying 5th and Townsend, but there was a building that was involved there, but now 6th and Townsend in San Francisco. So given what we do know, there was a Folsom building that collapsed, and we have a report of 6 fatalities there, 5 fatalities in this building that collapsed at 6th and Townsend.
Once again, the Office of Emergency Services in Sacramento has an awful lot of systems that are going into place now. The governor has placed the National Guard on alert to come in and help the Bay Area. Mayor Agnos is airborne, taking a visual check of the city, and we expect news from him momentarily. We are still trying to get through to our reporters out on the field. We have Jenny Pryor, who lives in the South Bay, or rather in Montclair, in the East Bay. We are trying to reach her by phone to get more of an update on what's going on in that part of the Bay Area. We actually have one phone line going out of our closet operation at this moment, and we are trying to get information to you just as soon as we can. Ron?
Update on the fire in the Marina District at Beach and Divisadero. The building is totally engulfed. They're having problems with water, and that there are people that are unaccounted for and confirmed fatalities there as well. So again, if you're displaced in that area, either by that fire or by damaged buildings in the Marina District, the Marina Middle School is the place you should go to, as that is the location that's been set up by the Red Cross. But again, fatalities now at the fire in the Marina District.
Perhaps we can recap just a bit here as we wait for some new information to come into us. First, let me indicate it is 7:45. This is 560 KSFO San Francisco. I'm R.J. Perumon in the KSFO KYFM newsroom with an awful lot of help. A lot of people who would normally be doing other jobs are now mobilizing, scrambling, running for information, gathering everything they can to get into to me here. This microphone is wired up to go over our transmitter, but we're certainly not in our studios nor capable bringing in a lot of sources as we normally would, this because of the power outage in San Francisco. Now, as soon as the shaker hit at 5:04 this afternoon, I was on the air at the time, and the building shook and the lights went out. They were on briefly, just long enough for us to get ourselves moved over to the studio. The power went out again, and I think we can expect this to go on and off throughout the night.
It held up firefighters from getting to the building that was on fire. So that just shows you the enormity of the power of this earthquake, which was officially registered, according to the information we had, at 7.0. And it was not felt only in San Francisco or the South Bay. It was felt all the way down towards Santa Barbara, also down toward Los Angeles. We have reports of that as well. But interestingly, we have no reports of very serious damage down in the San Jose area. The San Jose airport's open up, Moffett Field is open up, and we do have, at least from a road standpoint, the most serious damage apparently over on the Nimitz. A 10-block area, RJ, from 18th to 28th has collapsed on the Nimitz Freeway.
And that, of course, along with a section of the cantilever section on the Bay Bridge. The Red Cross is setting up housing at this hour at the middle school at Fillmore and Chestnut Streets in San Francisco. We were also told earlier that the Marina Middle School is a Red Cross shelter. These major fires are of course, anyone who remembers the folklore of the 06 quake, it wasn't the quake that did the damage, it was the fire. People have to get out of these areas where there are still gas leaks and let the emergency crews do their jobs. It's important to know where this emergency housing is being set up. Again, the Marina Middle School and also at the middle school at Fillmore and Chestnut in San Francisco.
Taking a look around the Bay Area, let us recap just briefly now as more information continues to come into us here at 560 KSFO and KYA. In the North Bay, apparently they were spared any serious damage. News director Dave Henderson reported to us that he had no reports of serious damage there. Coming southward, though, into the city, the Golden Gate Bridge was closed momentarily for an inspection. The tower, or I should say the tunnel, the MacArthur Tunnel on 19th has been closed. Apparently there is some damage. There is a one-hour wait if you're trying to go northbound out of the city across the Golden Gate Bridge. And then the Marina District has been hit very, very, very hard because of that fire. And in the city itself, we have reports, confirmed reports of fatalities. Going to the East Bay, the Bay Bridge has suffered not only concrete damage, but also we have confirmed reports of structural steel damage. As the concrete fell from the upper level to the lower level, several cars, as many as possibly 25, were involved. It also broke through on the lower level, creating gaps and large holes. Also, prior to getting on the approach to the Bay Bridge, there is at least about a 100 to 200-yard separation of the pavement. Over in the East Bay, a 10-block area from 18th to 28th on the Nimitz Freeway has been damaged severely. It has collapsed. In the South Bay, over 17, the Santa Cruz Mountains, we have numerous reports of mudslides. So that area is affected. And also Crystal Springs Road, that particular area right there on 280, that has been closed. 280 has been closed because of buckling of the pavement at Crystal Springs Road.
Did you mention Highway 17 over the Santa Cruz Mountains?
Yes, that they've had numerous slides.
If there is anything that could possibly have eclipsed Bay Bridge World Series, it is an earthquake of this magnitude along the San Andreas Fault.
You know, it's funny, RJ. You know, we hear about earthquakes and always, I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but they talk about the sultry weather, the unusual
That's
weather,
right.
And it was ironic. It was
Absolutely.
A stillness out there. And I would be interested in knowing, and I'm sure we're going to hear over the next couple of days, people reporting that their animals were acting kind of strange, because reportedly animals have that keen insight into these type of things. They sense those type of things. But it was a weird day. I mean, the temperature was 82 degrees just in front of my sportscast as you were getting ready to throw it to me at 5:04. And I said, gee, I have a good sportscast, but it's not earth-shaking, you know, and things were whipping around. I was at Candlestick, and the reports of the people inside Candlestick, and I think as Bill and Lon did such a great job, the foul poles were swaying. Now, for those people that are wondering about the Bay Bridge series, and it is obviously secondary to all the other things that are happening, it has been postponed for an undetermined amount of time. Apparently, there will be a press conference probably tomorrow.
All right. We have a little more information coming in now. Number one, schools in San Francisco are closed tomorrow. You might have guessed that that announcement was coming. I'm sure that we're going to have more announcements throughout the night. As soon as we get them, we will give them to you. Schools in San Francisco closed tomorrow night. We should also update you on this situation in the Marina District. A general alarm fire, a five-alarm fire, is almost small by comparison of what is going on there now because this fire is spreading to other buildings. We know that that there are a number of fatalities involved in this huge fire in the Marina District. They're having trouble fighting it because of low water pressure. Everyone is asked to being asked to stay out of that area. We know that the front of a building is down at 6th and Townsend. Five people killed, we understand. We should tell you that the area in the Marina District affected by this huge, huge general five-alarm fire is Broderick and Divisadero and Jefferson and Beach. That is the square that we're talking about in the Marina District. A huge fire burning there. Please stay out of that area. President Bush has offered some federal aid, and of course, Mayor Agnos is taking a visual sweep of the city now. Bob Hamilton, you have some information.
Yes, the ferry building, thousands of people are at the ferry building trying to get back either to the East Bay or to Marin County, and the crowds are very huge out to the streets, so just if we can just keep a calm on things, it'd be great. You'll get home, I'm sure, but just give yourself added time because you're not going to get home early.
Perhaps I should recap some of the ways in and out of San Francisco at this time. Of course, the Golden Gate Bridge is open. However, as you can imagine, the backup to the bridge is just incredible, at the very least an hour. Part of this is because of this huge fire that's tying up the Marina District, which is going to be tying up Doyle Drive and Lombard and those approaches from that part of the city. The other major approach to the Golden Gate Bridge is the 19th Street MacArthur Tunnel that has closed due to road damage. So, yes, the Golden Gate Bridge is open, but no, it is not going to be easy for you to get around some of the obstacles that this earthquake has placed. As far as heading to the South Bay, 280 at Crystal Springs, we understand, is closed because of damage to the road. Now, the Bay Bridge is closed down because of a section of the cantilever section of that bridge collapsing concrete from the upper deck onto the lower deck and, in fact, breaking right through, sending concrete, and we have reports of some cars right into the bay below. As for the East Bay, a huge section of the Nimitz Freeway is down. The BART system is also down at this time. About the only way to get across, as Bob Hamilton just mentioned, is the ferries. And they are running from the ferry building in San Francisco. However, as you can imagine, there are thousands of people trying to get across. The Red and White Fleet is offering service for free at this time from San Francisco to the East Bay. Ron?
Arlo Smith, the city's top attorney, has just made a statement letting people know that if there is any looting at all that goes on or any robberies that goes on, that they are going to take a very tough stance against that, that there will be no bail for anybody arrested for that particular crime, and that the full measure of the law will come down upon them when they finally do go to court on that. Now, an update on the Oakland Airport situation. We now have confirmed reports that the long runway at Oakland International Airport has been damaged the last 3,000 feet. That does not mean, depending upon the aircraft that's landing there, that they could not land on it if they had to. But planes are now being diverted. Ron Wilson out at SFO is indicating that that midnight time date that they have for possibly opening up SFO is just purely a time that they picked out, that the tower at SFO is in complete shambles and the computers are all out. And let me tell you something, ground control and also air traffic control has to have those computers in order to function. Now, they may send those. They are sending some of the planes that are inbound to San Francisco to operating airports, most notably Oakland and also San Jose Airport. But again, that's the latest we have from the two airports. And again, if anybody has any thoughts about taking advantage of this situation, if you get caught, you're going to have trouble.
Well, just as with the announcement regarding the schools in San Francisco, it was inevitable that there would be something related to looting after this kind of an event. But you heard the word from San Francisco District Attorney Arlo Smith, this simply will not be tolerated in the city of San Francisco. This is an emergency time, a time for people to pull together, to think not only of themselves, but the safety of their family and of their neighbor, too. If you can offer assistance, you're certainly being urged to do so. It is 7:56 now. This is 560 KSFO San Francisco. My name is R.J. Perelman, and I'm surrounded by a virtual army of people who are trying to gather information. Again, we are broadcasting in the dark. And we...